Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Clisfer Alvarez, a freelance writer and mindset expert for Blue Gray's Lifestyle. She will be featured in this year's May print issue of Good Housekeeping magazine and has already been featured in WebMD.com for her inspiring story of how she dealt with her bipolar disorder. Clisfer, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Why, thank you for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So, Clisfer, for starters, when you think of happiness, what does come to mind?
For me, happiness means the little things in life. When you see everything in a bigger aspect, it just makes life seem brighter. What I mean by that is basically enjoying the little things, enjoying your sip of coffee, enjoying your kids' laughter, enjoying just every little thing, because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
Some great advice, keeping it simple, enjoying the little things, and we certainly do not know what tomorrow brings, and that's very clear. As the COVID-19 pandemic came about, we had no idea that ever could be possible. How can you change your life through changing your perspective and the way you view things?
I mean, it's a choice. Basically, it's the choice that you make within yourself. It's choosing whether you stay in that place rather than going and deciding, you know what, I'm going to do something about it. You know, rather than saying, you know what, I'm going to make the best of the situation and actually do something and decide I'm going to make the best of what I'm doing right now, but I'm going to tell myself this is the best I can do right now, but I'm going to go and actually make the situation better.
That is a great perspective right there. Now, how can you make decisions out of love instead of fear? Talk to us about that.
Basically, by choosing yourself, by abiding to live by what you want and not caring so much about what people think, you know, by choosing yourself first.
And it is for sure. If you can't take care of yourself, you certainly can't be of assistance to anyone else. That is for certain.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny you say that because I actually have a big thing with that. With, you know, have you ever heard of the airplane quote, you know, put on your mask before you put on the other person's mask?
Yeah, and that analogy is right where it hits home right there for sure. Thanks for bringing that up. Today we're joined by Clisfer Alvarez, a freelance writer and mindset expert for Blue Gray's Lifestyle here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Clisfer, how can I be more confident in life, love, and work, etc.? Give us your perspective and thoughts there.
Confidence comes from within. So basically, confidence to me and to everyone is just like, you just have to basically fake it until you make it. And it's something that you have to just, it's like, you know, I had a big thing with red lipstick one time, and it was, I was scared of red lipstick until one day I just decided to put it on and start wearing it. And you know what? Eventually it just happened to the point where I started to like it. You know, you just have to fake it until you make it, and eventually the confidence comes from within.
I like it. Good stuff there and a good point. Tell us one thing that is required for change to happen within someone.
Change requires commitment, consistency, and you have to want it. No one can change you. It has to come from within.
If the true desire is there, it is certain that change would take place. So really appreciate your mentioning the desire is a key factor right there. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, one last bit of advice that you would like to share as we wrap things up here today?
Just that, remember that if someone else is trying to change you, or if it's coming from somewhere else, that the change won't stick. It has to come from you. You know, you have to want change. You have to decide, you know what, I'm going to do this, and you have to commit to it fully.
And of course, we certainly do appreciate those concluding remarks. Where can listeners get in touch with you and get more information on Blue Gray's Lifestyle as well? Where's the best place to do so?
You can find more information on us on bluegrazelifestyle.com, also on our social media platforms, Cliz for Alvarez or Blue Grays Lifestyle. Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Again, Cliz, for all the best, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
I appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
And I appreciate you too, and thanks so much. We've been speaking with Cliz for Alvarez, a freelance writer and mindset expert for Blue Grays Lifestyle. And for further details, visit bluegrayslifestyle.com. This link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.